This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. One of the most persistent barriers in the tech world is funding, particularly for minority entrepreneurs. They get far less funding than white entrepreneurs. A tech accelerator in Boston that focuses on underrepresented groups hopes to change that. As one step on the way, it invited investors to hear from minority-led startups, as WBUR's Ininjor and Wemeka reports.
Innovation happens all over Boston, but funding does not. That's according to Kofi Callender. He's the executive director of Smarter in the City, the first high-tech accelerator in the predominantly black neighborhood of Roxbury.
There's a dividing line in Boston that sort of starts at Roxbury. So a lot of people of color don't go much further north of here, and angels don't come south as well.
So Callender asked investors, including angel investors and venture capitalists, to come to the Roxbury Innovation Center to hear pitches from minority entrepreneurs, like this one from David Rodriguez.
So my name is David. I'm one of the co-founders of Food for All. It is an app that allows users to buy meals from restaurants about 1 hour before they close at a deep discount. It is an easy way to save food, money, and the environment altogether.
There is also this pitch.
Hi, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming. My name is Melissa James, and I'm CEO of The Tech Connection. The Tech Connection is a recruitment platform that helps tech companies make meaningful connections to diverse talent for their open tech jobs.
And there was a pitch for a program where students complete challenges to earn college scholarships. The room was packed with about 30 investors. And after the pitches were done, there is a discussion period.
Okay, so let's move on to the Tech Connection. Melissa James, positives.
She seemed very professional and she had sizzle, and I like the fact that she had financials.
And I think there's a lot of people who have interest and who would really like to pay some serious money for it.
I kind of wonder what the exit would be. Who would buy them? And then I think, well, maybe no one would buy them. And so as an angel investor, you're going to be in a successful company, but you never get out.
This is the first time some of these investors have come to Roxbury to hear investor pitches, including David Voorhees. He says he liked what he heard.
Like all startups, there's a lot of risk. Some are going to make it, some aren't going to make it. But I think these were as good as what you normally see in startup presentations. So I thought it was time well spent.
This is what Smarter in the City wants to hear. The Tech Accelerator wants to give these entrepreneurs exposure and an equal chance to grow their businesses. David Rodriguez, who pitched that Food for All app, has raised some money, but needs more. The 28-year-old grew up in Mexico and says the process is tough.
It is challenging. Essentially, English being our second language, that's challenging. But also because we're targeting a new market, the market of surplus food.
Studies show minority entrepreneurs are less likely to get loans and face discrimination and lack access to networks. One study found less than 1% of startups funded by venture capitalists were founded by Latinos. Another report had similar findings for black-owned businesses.
We're better off just going out and buying a lottery ticket and being hopeful that we win the lottery.
Stephen Rogers teaches at Harvard Business School. He says more pressure needs to be put on investors and financial institutions. And as for entrepreneurs,
we must go and find those entities that have an affinity for doing business with us. Go to those places to try to continue to procure money.
Closing the funding gap for minority entrepreneurs is crucial. Kofi Callender says the startups in his program tend to have a broader social and economic impact that can transform local communities.
There are problems that they see in their communities that they want to solve, and that's not the next Facebook or the next Twitter that's going to give them the return that they're looking for. So it's tough in these communities.
Callender says the investor meeting in Roxbury is a first step. He wants to make this a regular thing, so more connections are made and more minority entrepreneurs get the funding they need to flourish in Boston's innovation economy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wemeka.